Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Farrelly, and we are being joined by...
Bob Friedman. I'm the former CEO and co-founder of Red Hot and Blue Restaurants.
And we're speaking on a sad occasion because the original pitmaster, Ernest Sonny McKnight, passed away on the 17th after a long battle with lung cancer at age 74.
Sonny was our first employee. I co-founded it with Congressman and then Governor from Tennessee, Don Sundquist, and a couple of his staffers, Joel Wood and Wendell Moore.
But you do say that he was the face of Red Hot and Blue for 30 years. He helped you develop, you know, the menu and all that stuff. So talk about, you know, how he was such an integral part to what everyone tasted there.
When we started out, we didn't, the founders didn't have any restaurant experience. The first person that we hired was Sonny. So he brought to us the basics of restauranting in terms of how to prepare food and how to take care of customers and quality and consistency. And Son just had this personality that everybody just wanted to emulate Sonny and do what he did just because he had this incredible wisdom, incredible aura. And as the company grew, Sonny would go into our restaurants and do training and do a restaurant in Amsterdam, Holland. And just Sonny's presence, just who he was, was just magnetic. And people would sit and listen and do what, you know, he suggested.
You mentioned his presence. Talk about that a little more, because I know in the press release you describe it as a raspy voice and an impish charm and unflagging dedication. So explain to him as a guy, you know, when you're sitting talking to him, like what about him is his personality? How would you describe it?
Sonny had one of the most honest, let me start that again.
Sure.
Sonny had this incredibly honest personality and a charm, the kind of person when he was talking, you'd kind of lean in to hear what he had to say. He was knowledgeable, but without being pushy. He was just one of those incredibly charming people. When he would walk into a room, the room would just brighten at having his presence in the room before he said a single word.
That's great. All right, so you said that when you started it, you didn't know anything about the restaurant business. You sort of relied on Sonny for that. His wisdom in the restaurant thing, where did that come from? You know, like what had he run restaurants before, or, you know, like how did he get into the Memphis style barbecue? Is he from Memphis? You know, tell me a little bit about his background.
Well, when we started off, we didn't know anything about barbecue. So we worked with a restaurant in Memphis called Corky's. And so they gave us the basic recipes, and then Sonny took them and incorporated them and fine-tuned them and made them systemic so that every barbecue meal came out the same. Barbecue is not like other foods in that it's difficult to make because every pork shoulder is different. Every rib is different. Every chicken is different. So Sonny taught us how to look at the food, feel the food, bend bones, etc., so that we would know when the barbecue was right. And that was something that everybody who was working with the food had to know and understand, not only in our restaurants, but also in the 35 locations all over the country.
Got Sonny, go ahead.
Okay, Sonny started off, learned to cook from his mother, and then he was kind of like the Forrest Gump of restaurants. He worked in just about any concept you could imagine as the cook and head chef, and so he just had so much institutional knowledge, and he did everything, ran such a crisp kitchen that, you know, when he came to us, it was just a matter of, well, let's just do what Sonny does.
Right. Where was he, you know, where did he grow up? You know, you said he learned from his mom, but, you know, like, what part of the country was he from?
Sonny was from Sumter, South Carolina, and not exactly sure how he wound up in this area. We found him at the food court at, I believe it's at the International Mall, or I can't remember what it's called downtown. There's a mall. There's a food court downtown, International Court, something like that. Anyway, okay. Sonny was working in there at a pizza restaurant, and my partner Wendell saw him and said, "That is the fastest cook I have ever seen in my life. I mean, Sonny just flew. He could put out the same amount of food at the same quality as three other cooks." And Wendell came back and he said, "We got to hire this guy."
Are you talking about the food court downtown where? In downtown D.C.?
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
Are you talking about the one that's like by Warner Theater?
No, there's another one. Is there International Square maybe?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I think it's, I don't know, somewhere
around. I can
try
to look it up, yeah.
Maybe like right downtown, 16th and not Constitution, but somewhere, and I think there may be a metro stop there too.
Okay. Either way, so he started, but he was the first employee of the original Red Hot and Blue in Roslyn back in like 1988.
88,
wow.
Right.
Okay, cool. And he's still. I mean, the restaurant's still down. It's still based out of Roslyn.
No, the original restaurant closed. There are now 12 restaurants left in the chain. The company is based in Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Okay, gotcha. But still,
the company was sold several times.
Gotcha, but it's still big. Still a big local connection since it started.
Oh, absolutely.
Here.
Yeah.
And what was didn't you say earlier that there was a Baltimore tie-in too? Is that where you're from?
Sonny lives in Baltimore. That's, you know, he commuted from Baltimore.
Gotcha. And describe how he was sort of the face of its expansion too, because I know he appeared on a lot of, you know, like all the network and cable television networks promoting it, right?
Right. Again, Sonny was one of those people Sonny was one of those people who had a natural presence on camera. Again, one of those people that when he was on TV, he just kind of got sucked in and wanted to see what he had to say. And he just had this look and feel and personality of somebody who had been around barbecue a long time and was speaking from the heart.
Gotcha. And I see in the press release he rubbed elbows with a couple famous faces, too. Could you name a couple of those? And do you know how he met them?
Well, thanks to Lee Atwater, who was one of the original investors, we had a parade of famous people came from the restaurant, like B.B. King and Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones and Joe Cocker and Carla Thomas and Rufus Thomas. And Sonny was just one of those people. He was such a sparkling personality that when they would come into the restaurant, we'd say to the person, wait, we want you to meet Sonny. So Sonny would come out, he'd charm whoever it happened to be. And Sonny looked just like Rufus Thomas. So we have this great picture of Sonny and Rufus together looking at the jukebox at the original Red Hot and Blue.
Wow, that's great.
You want that soundbite again?
Say again?
I kicked the word red. You want that soundbite again? I kicked the word red.
Just that last part, yeah.
Okay, all right. Sonny looked incredibly like Rufus Thomas, who did the songs Walking the Dog and Funky Chicken. And so one day Rufus came into the restaurant and got a picture of Sonny and Rufus together looking like twins while they're looking at the jukebox in the original Red Hot and Blue.
That's cool. Speaking of pictures, if you have that picture or any others, could you send them my way? I really only need one just so I have something at the top of the article, you know.
Okay.
That would be great.
Okay. I have some pictures that are okay. I will have that Rufus picture tomorrow. Which would you prefer?
I guess send whatever you have right now, and then
okay.
You can just send
okay.
that one tomorrow. I'm still not sure if I'm going to – I'll run it. I might run this. I'll probably run it tomorrow. So you get it to me by tomorrow. That's fine. Otherwise, I'll just send me the other ones you have already.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, I think that's plenty. Just before we close, you know, what's the future going to be like with that? Without him, you know, Red Hot and Blue will continue on, but, you know, it won't be the same, but his memory will always be around.
Well, Sonny retired about 3 or 4 years ago. But let's pick up from there. Sonny retired about 3 years ago, but his presence is still felt. And in, let me give you a, back it up again.
Sure.
Sonny's presence is still felt when you walk into the restaurant, the procedures and his aura. And in fact, I got an email today from the former general manager of the restaurant in Amsterdam, Holland, who had such a great relationship with Sonny and just wanted to pass along his condolences and his memories.
Well, we would like to pass along those as well. Sorry for your loss, everyone. He had a really impactful run in the restaurant business around here, and then, you know, and then expanding around the country, around the world. So, thanks so much.
Yeah, the barbecue restaurant trend, which was pretty hot for a while in the D.C. area, really started with Red Hot and Blue, and then everybody just kind of piled on.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up around here, and I think Red Hot and Blue was like one of the first ones that I remember. I think you're entirely right about that. And then there's been a lot of imitation since, but I think you guys were, if not the first, one of the first for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe actually.
Yeah. I mean, we certainly set the trend not only here, but as you go around the country and look at what restaurants have done, the idea of pulled pig, you now find on menus, you find it at fast food restaurants. It was something you never saw outside of southern barbecue restaurants. There is a thing, one of the chains is running a restaurant called the All-In Burger. Well, it started with us.
Yeah, you guys started the trend, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Sonny was a big part of that. So
He was.
Well, thanks for you know, passing on the sad news and letting us know and joining us for an interview. Thanks so much.
Thank you.